Under the proposed Child Victims Act, statutes of limitation would be eased. Adult victims of childhood abuse would have until the age of 28 to seek criminal charges and up to age 50 to sue for civil damages. State Senator Katherine Young, a Republican whose district spans the southern tier in western New York, says the bill still does not go far enough and would prove effective in only 20% of cases.
The vast majority of child abuse, sex abuse cases happen outside of an institution, and they happen in the home where, unfortunately, it's a family member, it may be a babysitter, it may be a neighbor. And so those victims, the overwhelming majority of those victims who are abused by someone who doesn't have deep pockets will not get any compensation.
Senator Young's Child Victims Fund would create a compensation program financed by hundreds of millions of dollars in criminal asset seizures. It would also lift all criminal statutes of limitation. Erie County D.A. John Flynn, who has called for passage of the Child Victims Act, admits even that would prevent him from going after older cases.
If the legislature passes the Child Victim Act next year in 2019, I'm only going to be able to look back 5 years before that anyway, so I'm not going to be able to go back to the 80s and 90s no matter what.
Young's bill would also require clergy be added to the list of mandated reporters, those who would be required to report suspected abuse cases to authorities.
And that's key. When you look at these cases in Pennsylvania or Western New York or wherever, there's a real question about whether other people knew about these priests' terrible behavior, and yet they never did anything about it. And we hear stories about people just being moved around to different parishes and that sort of thing.
The Child Victims Act has stalled in the Senate for the past dozen years. Republican leaders will not bring it up for a vote. But Young's bill has also been met with resistance, both by Senate leadership and by Democrats who prefer the Child Victims Act and are hoping to use that as a catalyst to regain the majority after the November elections. Michael Mosiak, WBFO News.